Mickey Thomas, Stephanie Calvert from the legendary group Starship joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Now, I feel like I've been a part of this group for years. We were talking before we went on the air about my history with the group. Now, when I was growing up, though, I knew it as Starship, and then before that, well, you tell me. You joined in 79. It was Jefferson Starship then, right?
Right. It was Jefferson Starship when I joined, and then we just officially shortened the name to Starship in 1985. You know, I guess probably the primary reason is just because, you know, the band had been through so many changes from the 60s, you know, starting out as Jefferson Airplane, and then part of that band evolving into Jefferson Starship, and then Starship carrying on and changing musically. And so we thought it was sort of a symbolic thing, really, to in a way disassociate ourselves from the past. And, you know,
hello. Oh no, did we lose Mickey Thomas?
I can hear you.
There we are. Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah.
You were saying just to move on from the past and look ahead.
Yeah, to symbolically distance ourselves from the past, you know, from the old Jefferson Airplane days and early Jefferson Starship, and for Starship to be kind of taken as a, not necessarily a new band, but with a band that had its own identity.
Stephanie, the girl from Connecticut, you joined the group and became part of the Starship family. Again, like I said, I've been part of the Starship family for years, I think, but that's just me.
Right.
Maybe I'll,
yeah, well, apparently I have even bigger shoes to fill now, because if you were playing Great Slick, I don't know if I can hack it. I have to see your version of it so that I feel better about myself.
Are you throwing down? Am I going to have to, like, show you up on Thursday then at the concert?
I think you should be there, and I think that we should do it together. However, you would have to lip sync, I'm assuming, because you were an air band, which I've never heard of before, which is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Let's see if you've grown into it. 4 years old could be a big difference now.
Well, 23 years later. Hey, you know what? That's some that's some pretty big smack talking from you. Now, I mean, you're relatively new to the group. So what was it like becoming part of such really a legendary music group? You know, how did that all come about?
Well, it's actually, I will try to give you, like, the cliff notes as quick as possible. But basically, like, I listened to them when I was younger. And what happened was, I know this is not, like, this is kind of a downer, but, like, I sang in lounges in Vegas for a long, long time, and that's what I did. I was a performer and an actress, and I sang in lounges, and then my father got sick, and he passed away, and about a month later, like, right after he passed away, a couple weeks later, I quit, like, for a while, because I was, you know, bummed, and I wanted to take a break, and about 2 weeks after that, I got a call from an agent in Vegas asking me if I would be interested in auditioning for Starship, and I'm all, I'm sorry, Mickey Thomas Starship? Starship? And they're like, yeah, and I'm all, heck yeah, are you kidding me? So, I auditioned, and I got it, and it was crazy, and I just knew that my dad totally sent that to me as, like, here you go. Like, 8 months later, I'm looking through this old storage, like, I had stored this, like, bins in my mom's garage, and she ended up moving out of the house, and I went through, and I hadn't seen this in, like, forever, and I found, like, my fifth grade garbage yearbook, like, that I stapled together, and in one of the pages, it was, like, my favorites, and it was, like, favorite foods, favorite movies, favorite actors, and under favorite bands, number one was Starship. I'd written that down,
It
just was, like, fate.
It's all come full circle, and now here, I was just told that I've been invited on stage, then, for Thursday's concert, so it's full circle for me, too, hey?
Yeah, why not? I gotta see some of those rock star air band dance moves that you got there.
Were you ever in an air band or no?
You know, I'm kind of like, because I don't play, but what I would do is I would perform in front of my stuffed animals. Whitney Houston was my number one when I was, like, a lot younger, in my first radio, so I would just lip sync. So I guess I was, like, in an air lip sync band. No one behind me, and then I would lip sync to my stuffed animals, and then when I was in elementary school, I would perform at recess, Barbie and the Rockers, with my two best friends behind me. I was a lead singer, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was Barbie. too much information, more with Starshipper right after this. Mickey Thomas, Stephanie Calvert from Starship joining us on the line. So now, over the years, you know, the group has evolved musically, so is there new music being worked on now? Is this a revival of classic Starship? Like, what are you doing with the group now?
Oh, this is is all new music that I'm working on in the studio right now. But as far as the live show, it's all the classic Starship stuff that I've had a hand in creating over the last 30 years, dare I say. you know, everything from Jane and Find Your Way Back to We Built This City and Sarah and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us and everything in between and a couple of new things and trying to cover all the bases.
Well, Mickey, sounds like a really interesting show. Stephanie, tell me, where are you headed in the next few weeks? Where can we see you?
Oh my gosh, we're all over the place. We're going to be in Ohio after the Winnipeg show, then we'll be in Buffalo, New York, which is really exciting because it's close to Niagara Falls, and New York, anything in New York for me is like, woohoo, because I love it. After that, we get to go back home for just a little bit, just a couple days, and we're back in Oklahoma, and then we'll be somewhere in the California, and then the end of August, we're going to be in San Francisco for like a whole week, which is really based where the band was originated from, which is nice, so it's kind of like a hometown for us, and we get to do singer shows, which we perform with other great singers, and that's kind of where we're going. I'm actually looking forward to the Orlando trip. So if people are out there and they're in Orlando, and we'll be at Disney World performing at Epcot in the last day of September and then the first few days of October. And that's probably one of my favorite gigs because they have us out there almost every year and they love us and they're really good to us out there. So that's probably one of my favorites.
And so, sorry, you said that your favorite one is Winnipeg at the McPhillips Street Station Casino, I believe, right?
Well, of course. That's my favorite, absolute number one favorite one. Okay. I meant number two is Orlando.
It's Florida. Oh, well,
yes, are you kidding? It's Canada.
Wait, you're doing one stop. You know where to come.
I have to say yes. We've been to Canada a few times, and they've been nothing but amazing and very supportive and really, really super cool, and I'm excited. You're right. Winnipeg. What was I thinking?
Well, I was saying, you know what? When I think Orlando, I think number two as well, but... Oh, I'm going to get letters for that one.
You're totally going to get busted on that. Mickey is not very happy, and I'm talking about Mouse, not Thomas, okay?
So we've got the tour coming up. Do you have an estimated time for the new album then, or is what's going on with that?
We are looking, I would say, early next year, right after the first of the year, but we'll probably have some selected tracks that are going to be available in different places. We're looking to place some songs in a couple of movies that are coming out in the fall, that kind of thing. And so obviously we may have a single that comes out a couple of months in advance of the album. So that's what we're hoping for.
Now, speaking of placement, we did talk about the tour. All of that information we can check out online, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can follow us on MickeyThomas.com or, you know, Facebook or Twitter.
Better yet, I think we just physically follow you from city to city. How about that?
Well, that would be great, too. You know, it might get a little... It gets kind of rough out here, though, sometimes. The travel can be brutal, but...
Well, we will be at the concert cheering you on, and I hope there's not, like, a lot of security there, because I might just have to jump up on the stage and outdo you. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, if there were, I'll just hold them off, and I'll be like, listen, this guy's super special.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in Winnipeg.
Sounds good. Take care.
Awesome. Take care,
Mickey.
Bye-bye.